And now we're going to turn our attention to the R in VPR. If you're hearing this on the radio, whether it's in your car, at home, or at work, you're hearing VPR's broadcast signal from one of our 18 transmitters across the state. Those transmitters are big metal towers on high hilltops or mountains that broadcast the signal as far as possible. And each of those transmitters requires a lot of power, electronics, and technical know-how to keep it going. Kira Parker is a broadcast engineer here at VPR. Earlier this summer, Vermont Edition producer Matthew Smith joined her for a visit to our Mount Mansfield transmitter site to do some repairs.
We're going up to Mount Mansfield, which is our main transmitter from, I think, as far south as Addison, occasionally even Rutland, as far north as Canada.
At the mountain chapel?
Nope. This is where it starts getting steeper-ish. That right there over there, that's the chin of Mansfield. We're going to be curling up around the nose. As we keep going, we're going to curl up around this piece of mountain up above us. We're going to come out on the other side. That's where the transmitter site is. Power supplies. We like to keep some spares up here. So VPR stuff, this NV40, which is a Nautel transmitter. This is our main transmitter. So this is a power module. We have 16 of these power modules in the NV40. And as you can see, we've got 9 individual power amplifiers in each power module. Now we had one of them go out, so I have to unscrew, unsolder, rescrew, resolder, and that will hopefully get it back up and running. It's important to keep these things maintained and to replace them when they go bad and defective. If we don't keep coming up here and fixing what breaks, eventually the transmitter itself might have issues with bad components in it at all times. Without the main transmitter, the AUX transmitter, you wouldn't get the signal out on the air. I mean, there's a lot of pieces here, but they're all integral to making sure that we can actually have a signal on the air. Well, for this guy, I'm probably going to pull the one that we used to swap it out and put this guy back in. Well, right now we're running at 25.1 kilowatts, which means that we're at full power a little bit over. Job well done. That's okay. My job is to make sure that you have the ability to hear what we broadcast. I want people to have the benefit of having radio. I think that you get an old AM/FM radio and you have radio. We need to have these sorts of communication mediums available so that anybody can listen to what we put out on the air, so that everybody who listens to it doesn't just benefit from it in terms of learning what the news is, but also benefits from it in terms of being able to expand their horizons and learn new things and grow and understand their world a little better. And I'm quite honored to be a part of that.
That was VPR broadcast engineer Kira Parker and Vermont Edition producer Matthew Smith, who you didn't hear, but who was recording that and got to go up to the top of Mount Mansfield with Kira to see our transmitter and the beautiful view from the top. We're going to post photos of their trip, and you can see the mountaintop view as well as the transmitter. Go to VPR.net this afternoon.